This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
A place to find the greatest podcast from the Motor City. Located at DetroitPodcasters.net.
Coming at you from I-94 and I-75, representing the ongoing struggle to realize the Renaissance in Detroit, you have found the Oleg Ezra Show. Allow me to introduce the comedian, the average Joe.
Yo.
The actor, Big Baby P.
I need a drink.
Front woman of the pills, Miss Pac-Man, Danny Catastrophe.
What up, bitches?
The engineer, D. Sway. And for me, myself, and the all-seeing eye, the musician, Magnanimous. And now, Olin Ezra.
What's up, internet, in the beautiful yet broke city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to another thrilling episode of the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution. And this week we have just a jam freaking packed show today. We got sitting in studio, guest co-hosting the show is Mr. Darren Counts from Detroit Live Magazine.
What up?
What's up, man? Good to have you in the studio and checking out what we're doing. Not only that, we got a rocker named JTX coming up on the show. We got a brand new segment called The Tattoo Artist of the Week, brought to us by our new affiliate, InkAddict.com. We'll get into that in a little bit. Also, we've got the normal beer of the week and all that shit to get to. So anyway, without further ado, this weekend, we're going to be playing at the Bullfrog, or we're going to be at the Bullfrog, and playing is going to be As Others Were, Severance, Bone Depository, and more. That's Friday, September 25th. Doors open at 9 p.m. 21 and up, $5, and the Bullfrog is located
That's this Friday?
That is this Friday, sir.
That's my fucking perm appointment.
I'm sorry, man. Well,
I was going to get a perm, but I guess I'll go.
So I've ruined it. Danny, you don't have anything going on, do you?
I'm going to be there. Actually, I'm going to be there if Nate is going to be there.
Oh, Nate's going to be there. He is going to be there. You just got to watch out because I heard he's going to be wearing a ghillie suit checking us out from the building across the street.
Not again.
Shout out to Nate. He called, by the way, and he's got another, you know, wonderful, wonderful voicemail he left. But I'm saving it because Pat's not here.
Is he railing on Pat again?
You have something you want to say to Nate, don't you, Danny?
I'm afraid. So, no.
You're afraid he might show up in your shower at 3 in the morning?
Jacking off over my bed. I'm just kidding, Nate. I'm just kidding.
No.
I know you would never do that.
We've got this caller. He loves the show. He's a big fan of the show. But he told Danny that she turned him on. And
oh, geez. What, when you punched him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I punched him, too. That makes me wonder.
Well, there was just Nate juice left all over the Bullfrog that fateful night. anyway, enough BSing. Steve, what do you got there in your hand?
Beer of the week.
We're looking at Jack's
Beer of the week.
It is about that time, and they usually tend to use things like nutmeg, ginger. This one has clove and cinnamon in it.
So does it give it that pumpkin flavor?
Essentially, they do brew it with the pumpkins, and it has like a candy-ish pumpkin flavor. This is one of a few different pumpkin beers I do want to like get to eventually, because the one next week will be a different company. They've all jumped on that pumpkin spice ale. This one's actually brewed by Michelob.
You must love Halloween, man, because your beer of the weeks are getting progressively more festive.
I love Halloween because I jump off my roof and terrorize trick-or-treaters as they come by. But yes, this is the only thing, you know, that gets me through this horrible point of the season when it starts getting colder, is I can know I can stay in and start drinking the fucking winter ales. And
is it darker or is it lighter?
This one is a little lighter. The couple different companies make them way darker, way more pumpkinier. If that's a word.
It is a word.
Is it?
That is a good word. I'm going to be using that in my
This one, so they say it is more like a malt beverage, so it's all malt brewed with pumpkin.
Pumpkin malt.
Yes.
Now, this is interesting.
Now, nutmeg, ginger, clove, and cinnamon.
Again,
some of them are only like in your little 4 or 5 content. This one being 5.5 is a good idea.
What's the company on that?
Actually, Michelob, like, brews this. But they bought it out, yeah. Jack's Pumpkin Spice is a company a while back that brewed on their own, and they sold it out. But that's, again, these year, like, you know, more mainstream beer companies are jumping on the whole micro train and getting their, you know, certain, like, Michelob, fuck, they got all kinds of shit out there now.
Right.
I think Mad Dog should do a pumpkin flavor.
pumpkin flavored wine.
Mad Dog 2020.
Mm-hmm.
There actually there's a wine company in Roseville. I'll have to look into that.
But Boone's
they,
Farm.
They make pumpkin. No.
Oh.
They
pumpkin
make
wine?
Pumpkin wine.
It's like bomb wine.
Can only imagine.
Oh my God.
Excellent.
Sounds terrible.
So, you know, Jack's Pumpkin Spice, you actually will find in many stores. It's not, you
know, Kroger.
You don't have to really seek it out. You'll find it.
Meijer.
So, yeah, do you give exactly. it a thumbs up, the thumbs down, the thumbs
yes.
sideways? What do you got with
thumb
it?
Thumb slightly cocked to the right.
All
right.
All
right. Slightly cocked to the right thumb.
And I never thought I'd have to say slightly cocked today, but I mean, it happens.
It's better than heavily cocked.
This room is heavily cocked.
Yes.
Hey, if you're out there looking for real hip hop and not that watered down shit, you'll hear on 97 Point Garbage. Check out TooRawForFM.com with our man's Origix and DC broadcasting live Jax. Every Saturday from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. on 89.3 FM. WHFR, or you can hear them online at www.whfr.fm. Also, Saturday, September 26th, the day after our show on the 25th, the Resume CD release party hits PJ's Logger House, featuring Origix and DC, the Bash Brothers, Articulate, Pigpen on the Ones and Twos, and more. PJ's is located in Corktown, right off of Michigan Avenue.
Don't forget DJ Groove up in that bitch.
Yeah, DJ Groove's going to be rapping. He's going to have his breakout rap.
He's buying me Jaeger, and I'm buying him whatever is cheapest.
I heard that DJ Groove will never, ever get you back on that shot, buddy. I'm sorry.
I'm going to get him. Next time someone buys him a shot, I shall intercept it.
Anyway, real quick, I just wanted to touch on three movies. It was about this time last year that we started talking about one of them, and I slowly learned about more. Some of the bands knew about them. But the three movies, real quick, the first one's called Zeitgeist. Steve, what do you think about that movie?
You know, man, it's another one of those 10% milk shit shakes. Tons of cool, relevant information. It's well-researched, but interpreted wrong when they get to the religion parts where they start to discredit.
Right.
Like, they start to kind of point out the common threads between all religions. There's your virgin birth. There's your,
right.
You know, the son of man type of thing. The floods, you know, Epic of Gilgamesh compared to Noah. But the way that they interpreted some of that is incorrect. You know, like Mithra is what they call, like, the Hindu
right.
goddess, which is incorrect. And so, but again, 90% of it, cool information, 10% of it, ill-interpreted shit. But would you drink a milkshake that had 10% shit in it?
Well, it depends what flavor the shit was.
Okay.
If it was easy going down, you know, you would too, buddy.
Moving on.
Danny, have you seen Zeitgeist?
I have not.
All right. You're
real
gonna
interesting
have to,
shit, man.
You're going to have to at least watch it with a very open mind.
Yeah.
It kind of messes you up after a while when
yeah,
you
dude.
See it. You kind of like, you reevaluate your whole life
yes.
for about 3 or 4 days, and you go, you know what? Fuck it, I'll take
Fuck
the
it.
Other pill, man. I want the pill where you don't know, man. I don't want to know. If all that stuff's true, then life really sucks.
Another movie down. Along those lines, Esoteric Agenda.
Yes.
That's a very good one. Similar to the Zeitgeist, you have to watch it with an open mind. And then the sequel, Chymatica, which
yes,
I thought was
Chymatica's
absolutely
better.
Absolutely riveting.
I thought kind of thought Chymatica was a little more relevant.
Right. But. Well, the last two, I think the information's presented a little bit better than it was in the Zeitgeist. But anyway, three movies to check out. Make sure you keep your mind nice and open.
Again, too, see, this is what I mean. Zeitgeist 2 is called Zeitgeist Addendum. After all of that information, and they wind it up, they kind of pigeonhole you right up to the point of, guess what? Having on a
right.
guy who's designing a utopian society.
Right.
And
yeah, I hated
words,
that.
Like, back in the 70s, they had these, like, a bubble, a city in a bubble.
Right,
that's
right.
That's what this guy's aiming
and
for. He's like,
so who's the guy? What guy? The guy who makes the movie?
No. It's a
scroll writer?
Oh, I forget what the
what
guy's
would you call
name
that?
Is.
Like,
It was a weird Marxist slash socialistic approach
to government. He was a
philosopher.
He was like a proclaimed philosopher slash like a CAD operator who was designing all this shit.
Oh.
Yeah, forget
I thought he was
name.
Ancient, but
he's older.
No,
yes.
he's
no,
he's
he
is
ancient.
Alive.
Nostradamus ancient.
Oh no, it's a dude
I don't
like
think Nostradamus
today.
Worked in CAD. Maybe later.
he's getting that info from somewhere, man. Yeah.
So these are not newer movies, then?
No, these movies
last two, three years.
These are all newer flicks.
But again, it's like the dude, they throw all the shit at you, and then they wind up talking about the utopian society
exactly.
we're trying to create. And you get the Venus Project.
Right,
can,
that's what it was. I was trying to think, well, like, Project 1,
like,
the
dude,
Open Project,
but
what is it called?
He's missing the point. Like, Anywhere where humans will be involved, it will be less than utopian.
Right. That's knowledge. Knowledge prevails, man.
That's pretty deep. As long as there's humans involved, you know, there's no utopia. No, you're absolutely right. People vent forever. You know, make it for animals or something.
There's always going to be, like, I guess, the weak link in the chain of any attempt to do anything better within humanity. But utopia probably would be when there's no talking whatsoever from any being.
Right.
You know, who are the only ones that can talk? Besides...
I don't know,
man. I'm talking about parrots.
Sitting alone at my house in my boxers, like, you know, scratching my balls. Now, that's a pretty good utopia I have for myself.
Yeah, you throw some Taco Bell in front of me, I'm there too, man.
Boom.
I'm in. The remote control, as long as I can reach it. Taco Bell in my underwear.
But, yeah, I just wanted to throw those out there real quick. So, Danny, you're talking about feeders. What are you talking about?
All right.
You should gaining see the goddess. She just showed
All
me
right.
About this.
Yeah.
Oh, there's. Let me see the picture first.
Hold on. I'll unleash it in a second. Let me build up to it. So
is it a before and after picture?
No.
Oh.
Way after.
I'm. Yeah.
It's a way after picture.
This is a 336 pounder.
Oh, that's nice.
So there's this fetish. I don't know if it's new or if it's just now being kind of talked about, but it's called feederism, and what it is it's. It's describing sexual relationships where both members obtain gratification from the gaining of body fat. It refers to the acts of feeding, encouraging feeding, or being served large quantities of food. Sexual pleasure is derived from the act of eating itself and or from the process of becoming fatter. So basically there's a feeder and there's a gainer. And the gainer is a person who is just on a mission to just gain an ass load of weight.
Danny, I would love to be your feeder baby.
Well, someone's got to be my encourager, too, because there's an encourager as well, which I guess...
That's the guy with the camera, right? That's like, yeah, pound it!
Yeah.
Does everybody get fat in this scenario?
No, the gainer gets fat. And there's this chick called The Gaining Goddess, and she has a website, which I unfortunately did not get a chance to check out, but I do have a lovely pic of her in a G-string. Here she is. And I guess she started off at, like, 160.
Oh, my sweet God.
And, dude, that's like, over the course of a year. She's put on like 200 pounds.
Oh, that's only in a year?
Yeah. And she's been documenting
her progress.
She is getting...
So now does she have to drive around to those little shopping carts at Walmart because she can't walk through it anymore?
They might have to place her into Walmart with a forklift. I don't think she...
Wow.
What?
Who would do this to themselves?
More importantly, what health insurance company is going to want to provide health insurance for these feeder fetish idiots?
So that's all she does at 8? Or all she does is eat, excuse me, that's all she... I'm just...
At 9, at 10, yes.
That's all she did was eat. Somebody
I wonder
just,
if her feeder's going to leave when she gets too fat and go on finding
no,
measures
that's,
to start
that's,
over.
That's the thing, right. Like, the feeder just wants you to... They basically want you to... Like, remember in Willy Wonka, where that chick just got so huge?
Yeah,
she
blueberry chick.
Yeah. Blueberry, yeah, man.
That's
Veruca
like...
Veruca Salt. Or,
no, that was the other one. Wow. Veruca Salt.
I don't even know if
the
there
hot one.
If yeah. there is
I say it, she was like 12 and all.
Wow,
she had it.
I don't even know if there's sex involved. Sometimes I think it's just like these people. This is the only way that they can get off is watching someone just get huge.
Isn't that that's like what we're
it's
talking
kind of
about.
A long process.
Listen,
you got to come back every day, and you say, "Oh boy, you look extra hot today. Gained another one. I'm more turned on."
It says 8 years ago. When he was 19, Rivera, is that his name? Rivera dated a woman who wanted him to add 20 pounds to his 6 foot, 280-pound frame. So
he wanted to get fatter.
She would cram plate after
she wanted him
plate
to get fat.
With fried fish, mac and cheese, gravy-soaked meats, and multiple slices of pie and cake.
Yeah.
So this guy got fat that he looked for some broad to go out and...
I wonder if Obama's including this feeder fetish in his new healthcare.
What an
option.
Outrage.
So what, he goes off now and he finds people to get... Is this like a big fat pyramid scam thing when you go off?
The Amway of...
The pyramid scheme of fat.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Really it's really probably just a Jenny Craig conspiracy. Put it out there, man.
All right. So you got something else, Daddy? Chubby culture is a subhead.
Well, wait, one last thing.
Speaking of the pyramid scheme of fat, the chubby culture.
Where's the feeder option in the new healthcare plan?
It's fucked up, man. I don't know. But, the other thing I want to talk about was Courtney Love and the whole Kurt Cobain on the new... Guitar Hero 5. Have you guys heard about that?
No.
It's disgusting.
She's on it or what?
No, Kurt Cobain. Basically, what happened was a couple years ago, I guess, Courtney Love sold Kurt Cobain's likeness. She provided, you know, photos that they could use for this game. She basically signed the rights away so that they could do, really, they could do whatever they wanted. And he's on the game now. He's one of the little avatars that you can choose, you know, to be like your little guy. And like, I guess you can unlock his character, which means that when you do that, he takes on the persona of whosoever song it is. So like there's a Bon Jovi song, there's a No Doubt song. So when he's, you know, doing the No Doubt song, he's like dancing around like Gwen Stefani.
And they're pissed.
Yeah, allegedly now she's really pissed. She's she's Twittering about
allegedly pissed.
Yeah.
She's so mad she went to Twitter.
And she's
how dare they?
And she's comparing it to the rape of her daughter.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but the company that she's...
Was her daughter really raped? Or is this like hypothetically, if my daughter was raped, yes, it would be as bad as this? That is that what she's saying?
I think so.
So she's saying Kurt Cobain is raping her daughter.
What? No.
The company who bought
the company.
It's big... Pathetic.
Pretty sure part of the issue, most of the issue, is that like you're Kurt Cobain purist,
right?
One of which I am.
Yeah, I appreciate
that.
His
sees
work.
That.
Once
what they
selling
did
to a cartoon, you're dude, pretty. It's over.
Yeah,
but I mean that you see something like that, and it makes you want to punch babies.
The thing. Kurt Cobain was against everything that represents.
Yeah.
Essentially, you know?
Yeah, the Kurt Cobain journals, the big book.
Right. Yeah, I have that.
It's actually pretty interesting. But he even talks about maybe infiltrating, you know, major record labels and bringing them down from the inside. It's like that kind of shit. So that didn't work out too good. But to see Kurt Cobain, a digital Kurt Cobain, jumping around singing a No Doubt song, makes me want to push a knife deep into someone's infant.
But it's all because of her in the first place.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't she the one
heroin
that got him
is delicious.
Strung out in the first place, Courtney Love, and then brought him down and crushed him. And now, so now she's raping his legacy for all it's worth.
And
exactly.
What a wonderful woman.
This is another historical issue. Historically, when those guys let a certain type of woman in, that's their downfall. Look at Samson.
Yeah, well, some of us go looking for those type of women.
Yeah, I know. I think I got 3 or 4 of them going on right now that sounds like something they would, you know, it wouldn't be out of their thought.
Or, you know, Yoko. I'm sure in retrospect, John was like,
oh, I've ruined
Yoko.
It all.
So, and what were you saying? Something about a video game?
I'm here to completely rail on Beatles Rock Band.
The video game Beatles Rock Band.
Well, somebody posted a video earlier in the week that I saw of the Kurt Cobain avatar jumping around singing, and I was just shocked. I couldn't speak for like 2 hours, and it
did you Twitter
me,
about it?
No.
Okay.
How dare you?
He wasn't that mad.
I did, however, later that night, diddle about it. But anyway, they wound up doing the same thing. It's this little digitized character of John Lennon, and I finally played this game. I had to check it out. And all I can think is that while I was playing it, I fully expected John Lennon to show up and slap the shit out of me. Because that dude would be very upset to see what they did to those songs.
Oh, no.
And why would they do it? They don't sound right? Or,
no,
or they sound like a little cheesy keyboard or something?
For those songs, you have to kind of divide them for player capability. So if whoever's got the bass controller, if you're not hitting the proper bass notes, the bass will fall out. And you just hear like Ringo's drumming. And like so if you're singing and you're singing flat, then you get to hear, you know, like, she loves you, yeah, only with people singing it flat. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, he did not expect that.
Anyway, we're on the phone with Lance. Lance is the brand new, first ever Ole and Ezra Show Tattoo Artist of the Week, Lance Keller Studios. Lance, you there, buddy?
Hey.
Hey, Lance, what's going on, man? Congratulations on being the Ole and Ezra Show's first ever Tattoo Artist of the Week.
Well, thanks.
It's quite an honor.
So now, Lance Keller Studios, this is located where now?
We're at 21 and Gratiot in Chesterfield, Michigan. Been there, I've owned it since 2005, and doing quite well.
Yeah, I heard that 2008, 2009, your studio won Best of Detroit.
Yeah, we won WDIV's Best of Detroit 2 years in a row.
I voted for you this year, Lance.
Did you?
Yep.
Well, thank you. Has she been in the shop before?
No, I haven't, but...
But I have.
Yeah, but Steve...
Have you?
Yeah, dude, what up, man? This is probably the last place expected to hear from you. This is Steve from B-Dab, Eric Goklowski's buddy. Last time I saw you.
Yeah, what's going on?
What up, dude? You, yeah, you've done a couple little things for me, but quick story was I wanted my mom's name on my arm, and I went in looking for a particular kind of lettering. I don't know if you're going to remember this. Certain lettering, old English-ish, but better. We went in there, looked through, like, his fonts and stuff, couldn't really find anything. I was like, yeah, I don't know, maybe I'll hold off. And as I was walking out, on a book right by the door was my mom's name in the font. Exactly.
Oh my God.
I was like, I'll go with this. Boom. And he put it right here.
Wow.
Hey, I just showed him the tat, by the way.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. So when they told me, in fact, the guy from Ink Addict, we were just talking about you, and then I hear you're going to be on the show. All kinds of coincidences.
Awesome. Yeah, those guys are some good tats. I got Nathan over here right now.
Also, too, dude, you notice, as I have over, like, the last, let's say, 4 to 5 years, more, rather they be local musicians or just even people in the area, like, oh, who does your work? Lance Keller. Like, your name is popping up more and more, which is a good sign.
I've done a lot of promotional stuff with bands throughout the years, and, you know, just setting up these shows, you know, talking to all these kids has really helped out.
I bet, man. Now, this is kind of off subject a little bit, but I heard that you got some kind of lean cuisine fetish.
Oh, I'm the lean cuisine master.
Master.
What's up with lean cuisine, man?
I'll devour a lean cuisine in like 3 minutes.
Do you like, would you prefer somebody to feed you like multiple lean cuisines? Like,
no, I can handle it on my own.
Okay.
He's a self-serve guy.
No lean cuisine feederism going on.
They couldn't feed him fast enough.
Yeah, it's Nathan that gives me the hard time about the lean cuisines.
Yeah, I read that on your site. Now, hey, man, is there anywhere other than inkaddict.com people can go to check out your work or maybe set themselves up with an appointment to get some work done on them?
You can go to lancekeller.com. I'm on MySpace, Facebook, either one of those. I can look me up.
Awesome, man. Very cool. Hey, I just wanted to say thanks, man. Thanks for giving us a short interview, taking some time out. And congratulations, dude, on being the first ever Olin Ezra Show Tattoo Artist of the Week brought to us by our friends at Ink Addict.
We have a plaque that we're going to send out to you. It should arrive in a week or so.
Hey, real quick, man, to finish this up, Lance has a dope tat of the lead singer from a band called Snot, a guy named Lynn Strait. After he passed away. Yeah, man, I remember talking about that. But Snot was here recently. Did you happen to check any of that out?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what their new singer is all about, and don't know what he does live.
I think he's from Divine Heresy, I think the new singer.
That's the dude, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, fuck, Lynn Strait, rest in peace.
Yeah, Lynn Strait's the man.
Dope, man.
Hey, real quick, man, before we let you go, I just thought of another question to ask you. Have you ever just had, like, a girl going to get a tattoo, and then, like, she squirmed and screamed and cried in the chair the entire time? Or are people usually pretty cool?
Yeah, those are the worst, man. Those aren't good with the customers when you got some girl squealing in the other room, you know?
I bet.
Why does it have to be a girl?
there are guys too. I mean, usually the women take it better than the guys.
Really? The women take it better than the guys.
Well, they have to give birth, sure.
Well, I mean, if I could spit out a watermelon, I could too. You know, I mean, come on.
Wait, I got a quick question for you, Lance. Quick question: do you is any area on the body off limits for you to tattoo?
I usually don't do the male gender areas myself. I mean, so I can't get a
taint tattoo.
it depends on how much money you got, I guess.
Son of a bitch.
Oh man. On that note, Lance Keller Studios. Thank you, Lance, so much for taking some time out, brother.
Thanks, Lance.
Hey, not a problem. Anytime.
See you around, dude.
All right.
Take care, man. So, yeah, Lance Keller Studios.
The
cool
first
dude.
Tattoo artist of the week.
First tattoo artist of the week. Yeah, it's a week of a lot of firsts. We real quick about Ink Addict, we now have the OlinEzraShow.com t-shirts available. Now, the thing that makes these special, on each t-shirt, it says Ink Addict right on the side, just because we're going to support what the guys at Ink Addict do. Also, each shirt is printed individually from a heat press, I believe. That's what Jim was saying, right?
Dye? I think so. I think it's dyed.
She called it dyed.
Yeah, some kind of heat dye. But anyway, each shirt is pressed up individually and unique. It's very soft. It already has, like, a washed feel. So these shirts will never, never, ever, ever fade. So check out the OlinEzraShow.com or InkAddict.com, our new affiliate, and you can get at some OlinEzraShow.com shirts. Also, these guys, Ink Addict, they feature various tattoo artists nationally, and they bring them.
You said they have like a database compiled.
Right, they're building a database. They have a ton of local guys, and now they're starting to branch out nationally. And there's just incredible work. Now Ink Addict can take a tattoo that you have, make a press from it, and physically give you your tattoo in shirt form. You know, and Darren was saying how sweet that was, you know, because he could take his tat on his arm here and at a show take off his shirt and
bam. You know that's got to freak somebody out sitting there and all wasting. Wait a minute, man, that guy was wearing a shirt.
Yes. And somebody will notice it. Yep.
And not only the tattoo artists, but also they work with a ton of bands, the Pills included. They did some sweet shirts for us. And basically, like any idea that you have, whether it's a logo or a design, you know, they have guys that can take it to the next level. I mean, the shit that they did for us was just incredible. So they work with a good handful of bands in the Metro Detroit area.
It's a
too.
Good idea.
And
it's a
beyond.
Good idea.
Not just Detroit.
These guys are serious. They're about business and their products are quality. So from this point forward, yeah, Ink Addict is our sponsor. So look out for some free giveaways. We're definitely going to be giving away shirts. And we do have a giveaway this week. If you want to win a shirt featuring Lance Keller's artwork, you got to go to the OlinEzraShow.com, click on the Ink Addict link on the right side of the page, and go ahead and sign up for an Ink Addict account. The first person to sign up for this Ink Addict account is going, or I'm sorry, excuse me, we're going to take the first couple of people that sign up, pick at random, and somebody's going to win a shirt, and we'll tell you who won next week. But check out the OlinEzraShow.com, click that Ink Addict link on the right side of the page, sign up for an account, and hopefully you'll win a free shirt. And these shirts are good quality. It's a $25 value.
It's American Apparel, so it's not just a, you know,
it's not
fucking
some
Hanes with a screen print on it.
Hanes beefy tee.
Absolutely. And I've seen Lance's artwork, man. It's badass.
And he's gotten a lot better, too. He's one of them guys that develops and continues to develop. Which is
right.
Awesome.
All right, so yeah, check it out. Our first contest. Unbelievable. What do you think about that, Danny?
We're popping a lot of cherries this week.
I know, man. I'm surprised. I'm surprised. Darren's like, man, these guys.
Trailblazers, man. I can't believe it. Like Lewis
Blazers, at least.
So, yeah, please make sure to check out all the tattoo artists and bands at InkAddict.com. Killer shirts, awesome bands, and amazing tattoo artists. InkAddict.com. Wear your skin. So we're going to get into some music by JTX here in a couple of minutes. But first, we're going to talk to Darren just a little bit about Detroit Live magazine and stuff like that. Where did you start, man? Like, how did you get the idea together and stuff like that?
I kind of started at the end. I started at the end of my regular job career. I just got to the point where I just couldn't take it anymore. So I got me a job selling mortgages up until the end of the mortgage crisis, and then they laid me off, and I sat there thinking, what can I do? What can I do? What do I know about? I know about rock and roll. I know about talking shit. All right. And I'm sitting there thinking, my friend says, one of my good friends, he's a total asshole, but he's one of my best friends, and some of my best friends are assholes. I say that in an affectionate way. Mm-hmm. He says, why don't you start a magazine and shut the fuck up? I'm like,
I will.
I appreciate
well,
the
you,
sensitivity, man.
Well,
it was kind of appropriate because we were at the strip bar. It just kind of fit in the whole thing. We were having our Wednesday
right.
night steak at the strip club. And Silver Cricket had a nice steak for $10. You got a beer and a steak and a baked potato and served
free,
by half naked.
Free pube stuck on the meat.
Well, sometimes. You know,
you
pay
you
extra
just pick
for
it
that.
Off with your teeth, man, yeah. And it's fine. You get over it.
So, yeah, I've
gargle
it
with some Listerine, you'll be fine.
Let me
the tetanus
me,
shot.
Let me give you my Mr. Burns.
So one thing led to another, man. I started putting the magazine together and just working with bands that I knew. And it turned out to be, what really kicked it off is everyone I told that I was going to start the magazine, nobody said, yeah, right, I'll see it when I believe it or believe it when I see it. Everybody totally bought into it. And I was like, shit, these people really, really believe me.
Nice.
So 3 months later, I had the first issue of the magazine. It took me 3 months to make a one issue.
Right.
So now the issue comes out. It's got the date on it. So I got 4 weeks to do another issue.
And it's an awesome magazine, too. I mean, like, there's been how many issues so far? Has there been 12?
This October. Well, yeah, this is, well, 1 year. Our year, we do the metric year. Our year only has 10 issues. I don't know how that happened. I'm not very good at math, so.
I'm, like, addicted to it, though, dude. I, like, can't wait for the new issue to come out. And now it's everywhere. It used to be just downriver, right? But now it's
It goes up. I try and get to the east side as much as possible, Royal Oak and all that area. At first, it was just distributed by whoever, you know, whoever wanted it, just pass it out and I'd get people, but you can't really depend on it. But now, so I've got some pretty solid distribution, the same folks who do the Metro Times, such, they put it out.
Really? Oh, really? Yeah. Really? Are you out in the west side at all?
You know, I don't know specifically what was referred to as the west side or what would be technically considered the west side.
Well, let's say...
talking like Bullfrog and shit.
Let's say west of Woodward. Maybe west of Telegraph.
Give me a bar.
Bullfrog, I know your magazine's at the Bullfrog. I've seen that. But, like, places like the Token, Rock of Ages.
No, like Livonia, Canton.
Right, yeah.
Garden City, pretty much all those. Novi and Farmington Hills, all those.
Cool. So it's everywhere then.
Yeah, man. It's been getting out there. It's been a trip doing it and just watching it unfold from the very beginning of not knowing what's going on and finding different artists to get behind, finding somebody who looks like they've really got something together and think, what can I do to take them to the next level? Can I shine some more light on them and see if it helps them? And for a lot of folks, it's been good. If nothing else, it's helped to focus the scene a little bit. There was no magazine. I couldn't believe there was no magazine for just rock and roll. You got the Metro Times and...
which is
all
more kind of indie, like, and there's definitely like a little inner circle. You see the same people all the time.
Or sponsor ridden. They,
well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, but when I opened up the Metro Times, I always look at it like, okay, this isn't for me. Okay, here's the one thing, the crazy little cartoon.
I agree. Yes.
Freaky guy.
I totally agree.
All right, I've seen it. Now this thing's going to junk up my car for the next month or whatever.
Is that rehabilitating Mr. Wiggles, or is that in the Real D? it's a great little comic strip.
I'm not sure. There's like Red Meat, isn't that one of them?
That might be the Metro Times one. I don't know, but I like the cartoon, and I read the horoscope, and that's it.
Yes.
I used to check the classifieds to find a bass player, whoever was kicking out of my band that week, but now you know, you don't even need that. You know, you get
great horoscopes in there. Even they just read well. You know, it's just written well. But, you know, man, you can never have enough of that. Like, what you're doing, 100 people should now wake up and do that, too, and it would still be good for all of us.
Right.
Like,
there's a huge scene.
With this, like, what's considered economic downturn, and when we're no longer manufacturing, people are losing jobs. The only thing ever that has brought us back is you know, a knit human culture is creative thinking and artists.
People got to dig in right now. Hard times make people dig in. When you dig in, you find stuff you didn't know was there, man.
And that's the thing about the Detroit scene, and I'm sure you probably notice it a little bit, but it's all kind of been loosely associated, but lately, within the last, I'd say, 6 months to a year, it's really been coming together, and it's unbelievable because the Pills know, you know, they're familiar with so many bands. Pillar of Autumn, I mean, they're right on the brink. You know, they're a great band. JTX, man, he's got his stuff all over the radio right now, and it's just these local people in the scene branching out. It seems like Detroit's actually starting to become,
and it's representative of entertainment or some form of escapism. Never suffers an economic downturn. Right. In fact, it gets stronger.
Well, you know what? I looked at the Detroit scene. And when I really started putting together, thinking about, okay, who are bands historically since the invention of rock and roll that are from Detroit? And I started going back to the whole Motown thing in the 60s and the Ted Nugents and the Bob Segers and the Mitch Ryder and Alice Cooper and Iggy Pop. And you start going, and you start thinking of the 80s and the Romantics and just all the even like bands like Toby Red from back in the 80s, which that was Chad Smith, who's now with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Mm-hmm. And you just take it through all the way through the 90s, and you had the Kid Rock and the Eminem, and they reignited the whole thing. And you could think forever. Then you go, okay, tell me a band from New York City.
New York Dolls.
Well, yeah, there's a couple, but you couldn't do that because bands from New York City, while there may be millions of them, they don't sell New York City. They don't go, we're from New York City. Mm-hmm. But people from Detroit traditionally always say, we're from Detroit, as if they intrinsically know that Detroit is drowning and dying, so we need to throw a bone to Detroit and bring some focus to it. whenever possible.
And people, you can learn from people that have had a chance to, whether on tour or get just around the world and spend time in other cities, will always say there's just no kind of community or mindset like here.
Right.
People fail to like recognize that before it's too lost. But
and it's always been that way, like even back in the
California,
70s and 80s.
Fuck California. Florida. I'm sorry, right, but I've been to them places and with people there. None of them are from there. It's very fucking Hollywood.
Well, exactly. Head. Nobody's from anywhere else. The Midwest is one of those things where everybody's from here, you know, and you know everybody. And we should take advantage of that. People, like you said, in Florida or New York or California, everybody's from Idaho or wherever the hell they're from. And they don't know anybody past one thing.
And plus, too, like, whether you like it or not is not the point, but Psychopathic Records is the all-time and will be the biggest seller of their marketing concepts and their music, too. Whether you consider it Juggalo Nation, but for them independently to have still be as fucking flourishing as they are now,
right?
Is amazing, and that gets lost in a world market too. But
absolutely,
just want to give that little shout out.
Everybody, we're Detroit's underground talk revolution. We're not just the talk revolution.
We're some kind of talk revolution,
right?
One thing, Darren, that I think is really cool about Detroit Live is that you pretty much became, like, the magazine became well-respected almost immediately,
like,
you know?
Overnight.
Well, and it's really, really cool to see that because, obviously, you know, we know each other. You're a great guy. You've done some great stuff for us, for our band, and, you know.
You were on the cover in the December issue.
I learned something in that issue.
I learned a lot. Every issue I've learned something, but I learned you put a hot girl on the cover of your magazine and it's going to go fast. And if you'll notice, later on, I started applying that formula.
Nice.
It was funny because I'd never met Darren before, and he told me that we interviewed for the magazine. I knew that there was going to be an article on us, but I had no idea about the cover. And then when I went to meet you, after we were at different guitar centers across that was good times. But anyway, so met up with him, and he's like, I have a surprise for you, and whips it out, and I was on the cover, which was pretty sweet.
Right? Whipped it out.
Yeah.
Use it as a pickup line.
Allow me to whip this out.
So not only have you done things for Danny, you've also whipped it out for Danny.
That's right.
He soaked his meat in some gravy a couple times.
Yeah, you just got to make sure to strap up because we've plugged her too, my friend. So.
Oh, my God.
I'm the dirty whore of the Olin Ezra show.
I'm going to have to start a whole new magazine for that.
Whip it out, Detroit.
I'm going to buy that website when I get out of here.
But hey, man, how hard, like, seriously, on making the magazine, how hard is it every month? You know, how
to
busy
find
does
bands,
that keep
it's not
you?
Hard to find bands.
Well,
that's
right.
One thing that bands are like, roly polies under a rock, man. Boom, you turn over and they're just everywhere and another rock and you find more. And I've been really, even though I knew the Detroit scene was rich, I really didn't until I started finding bands. I'm like, man, this band is incredible.
I know.
And I've never heard of them before. That's like JTX. I was talking to him out in the thing. And I was going down the road and they're interviewing him on 89X. And I'm like, who is this guy? I have no idea who he is. Then they played one of his songs and I says, well, we'll see how good this guy is. I was blown away. I'm thinking, how can this guy be that freaking good? And I've never heard of him. And I consider myself in the rock and roll scene. And there's so many people like that they just get blown away by their incredible talent.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime I get those, on the music forum or like MySpace bands that hit me up there, I almost 95% of the time I'll check them out. I'm like, God damn, that's not bad at all.
Yeah. I try and always go. I get a lot of those now, too. And I try and always, because a lot of times you're like, okay, friend of progress, some band, whatever. And you want to just click approve and move on to find that, whatever else. But I always go. And I always go and check them out and give them 30 seconds of a listen at least. And a lot of times you can really tell a lot in that 30 seconds. That was with you guys. I went and heard your song. I heard Cradle to Fatal. And the other one you said, what was the other one?
Before Your Eyes.
Before Your Eyes. 10 seconds into it, you're like, this rocks. I love this.
Cool, man. Thank you.
It's definite. And now you're getting props. Pillar of Autumn sent us a press kit. And shout out to Pillar of Autumn because, man, that press kit, dude, is one of the best press kits I've ever gotten. Usually you get a CDR or something like that. But they gave us this nice glossy piece of paper with the bio and everything like that and a wrapped CD. But anyway, on it, you're quoted on it, you know, saying something positive about Pillar of Autumn.
It just shows
how respected you are in the local rock scene, you know.
Well, they're a good band. I couldn't help but throw that was a good one.
They're a great band.
So this JTX guy, man, what do you think about this guy?
I've think I can't quit singing his damn songs. I wake up and I'm smoking a bunch of endo and looking for a tree to wrap around my car. And when you, I don't know if you heard much of his material or not, but
yeah,
he's one of the guys who knows how to write a song and just knows how to make a hook that's going to haunt you. And if you see his video, when you go to his website and you see his video, he's just got it going on, man. I really think this guy. Yeah, I look at everybody, and that's what I look at. I look for bands. I think, who's going somewhere that I can help,
right?
Or I can ride, whatever. Either way, I'll do either way. I'll row the boat, ride in the boat, whatever.
Right.
And JTX is definitely going somewhere.
All
right. So you want to ride JTX? We can quote you as saying that.
If he'll take me somewhere, I'll ride anybody. I'd ride one of the feeders. If the gravy thing would work for me, I would so do it.
If we crashed in the Alps with JTX, I would have to eat him.
Yes.
But wait, yeah, we're gonna get into a JTX. Hey, but hey, real quick, let me just say thanks for coming in.
Yeah,
coming
Darren, with good us to meet this you, afternoon. Man.
Bringing JTX in and stuff like that. Appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're going to get into some JTX. This one's called I'm Gonna Party Like a Rock Star.
Got a broken heart again. It must be the millionth time. You're out with all your friends. I'm home alone and crying. You said we'd last forever. Forever came at noon. Tonight there's only one thing to do. I'm gonna party like a rock star. Hit a bunch of strip bars. Wake up naked in a hotel room. Throw my TV at the window. Smoke a bunch of endo. Anything to get my mind off of you. Buy the telephone pole to wrap around my car. And party like a rock star. After all the nights we spent cuddling on the couch, and all the parties I passed up because you didn't feel like going out, I guarantee you Steven Tyler didn't put up with crap like this. So tonight I'm making up for what I missed. Oh yeah. I'm gonna party like a rock star. Hit a bunch of strip bars. Wake up naked in a hotel room. Throw my TV out the window, smoke a bunch of endo. Anything to get my mind off of you. Find a telephone pole to wrap around my car. And party like a rock star. My TV out the window, smoke a bunch of endo. Anything to get my mind off of you. Party like a rock star, hit a bunch of strip bars. Wake up naked in a hotel room. Throw my TV out the window, smoke a bunch of endo. Anything to get my mind off of you. Find a telephone pole to wrap around my car. And party like a rock star.
Right. And
Detroit, Michigan, what's happening?
Oh, shit. JTX, like that, son.
JTX right. In the house.
Okay, I got the there we go.
I don't even need to say anything. Yeah, dude, good song. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, you can't see the song standing.
You guys are talking about internet movies about religion, Courtney Love, fat girls with fetishes. I worked for Marilyn Manson for a year, so
what?
I thought he was here. Wow. I thought I was being punked, you know?
And you already know.
Exactly.
What did you do for Marilyn Manson?
He talked about that same stuff all night, you know? I was his assistant for a year.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, really? Exactly. Yeah. I live to tell about it.
And live to tell, right?
Some good times, crazy parties.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean, all the time. You know?
Tell us something.
Fat girls everywhere.
Tell us something. The only way to shock me with Marilyn Manson is if you tell me. Yeah. He's really an accountant on the side.
He
tell
was.
Me something.
He was a sports writer. He was a sports writer before he did that.
First of all, as we all probably know or don't know, he is, of course, very, very smart.
Fuck
and,
yeah.
But money, he really didn't ever probably think about. Had probably no,
I mean,
no
it, just tell me something about it, something normal about him. If you told me he ate babies, I'd be like, well, yeah, that doesn't
nothing really normal. But he loved listening to like rap songs, like "Who Let the Dogs Out" and stuff like that.
Tell me he's a Barry Manilow fan. Then I'll be like, wow,
no, not really. But he did. I wish. You know, he wakes up at 10 at night. He's up all night. Here's what it was like every single day. He'd like, you know, call me at 3 in the morning and he'd be like, I want a fucking blueberry Slurpee, you know, get down to 7-Eleven right now and 3 cheeseburgers. So I'd be like, you literally, his manager was like, spend $500 to get something worth $5 if it just keeps him calm. So I'd get in a taxi cab. I'd be driving around Birmingham, Alabama, get all the stuff. I don't care. I was having a blast, you know. Get to his whole hotel room. The door would open. He'd be in like a full Nazi outfit with like Teletubbies on the TV, Who Let the Dogs Out blasting, all these girls in there with a karaoke machine. He would knock everything out of my hands that I'd been all over town to find, stomp on all the food, and then like I'd go running down the hall and they'd be like, they didn't have paintball, but they had these like little pellet guns.
You know,
I'd have
little
welts on my asses. Yeah, and I'd be running down the hall. It was like that all the time.
Wow.
And then he'd call the next morning. Yeah, it was pretty fun last night. Good looking out. You know, you made everyone laugh.
How did he react to being punked up by Trent Reznor? Oh, that went down.
I'm not really sure. Trent Reznor wasn't around much when I was there, but someone told me Trent wants to be feared and have the kind of mystique that Manson has, and Manson kind of wants to have the talent and the respect.
Yeah,
that
Nine Inch did Starfuckers, all about Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, so I don't know. There were a lot of celebrities around, but no one like that, you know. Lisa Marie Presley was always around. I never saw, you know, Trent Reznor. But anyway, that's that, you know.
Wow.
So he started letting me open up for him, but he made me dress like as this kid with Down syndrome, you know, and then he really liked my songs, but he was like, we got to kind of figure something out. And that led
you up a little bit.
Yeah. Then like, you know, that led me to a job with Linkin Park. They started letting me open up for them normally. And then some kid saw me and his dad, you know, helped me get a deal. So anyway, that's that.
Sweet.
Good, man.
And Danny, I mean, I came down here to meet you. You got a, you know, wedding ring on the size of like a Bugs Bunny skit. Goodness gracious.
I
was like, well...
But like, all right, I gotta go. Never mind.
Well, good to be here. You guys are funny and good.
Thank you for taking the time out to come. How was that shit at the Hayloft last night with Richie
Nicks? Oh, it was
great.
Yeah, Richie Nicks. First time I saw him play. I've heard his song a lot. It was awesome. They were great. His band were very nice, you know, for a bunch of Canadian kooks.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was gonna say. He's from Canada. Where you, you know, claim that you are from? Or
I grew up on the East Side, so I'm from Detroit. Yeah,
shit, huh?
And there you have it. And Pillar of Autumn was there. You know, I said, you know, can you turn it down a little bit? I want to still have babies, you know, but they were great.
Does and a lot it was of music good... affect your
balls,
sperm?
Semen area?
I wasn't aware.
It was so loud.
Yeah,
but it was great.
Louder is better for some.
Yeah. But you'll enjoy this. At the end of my song, I reference Steven Tyler and I say, Dude, looks like a lady. And I'm trying to make an impression. And I take, you know, I wear this Michael Jackson jacket and I take it off and I had a bra on last night. And literally this like 12 or 13 year old girl who looked really normal jumps on stage, totally unplanned, and is like grabbing as hard as she can the bra and my boobs. She was going crazy. Jeez. I don't know if anyone has any video, but hopefully Darren's photographer. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
I gotta see this.
Wow.
I ain't seen it yet.
I was like, the Hayloft.
Wow, that's unbelievable. That's cool, man. Yeah, Richie Nicks, we actually had him on the show. He's a really cool cat, humble guy.
Right?
His buddy got hit by a car that day, the day of the interview, and still made it out to the interview. So
they show up all whacked out on pain meds.
Yeah, they were all fucked up on Loratabs and what, Vicodin or Valium or something. But
And then still asked for a beer, so that's the way to go.
Oh, good stuff. Well, I knew Tim Hortons must have opened there, and a car just couldn't wait and just ran them all over.
Right on. Hey, man, how's the radio? How's the radio play on 89X and stuff? How's that helped you out?
Oh, well, it's helped us out a lot. You know, the song has been, thankfully, really big in, like, all joking aside, Connecticut, Arkansas, California, these serious radio channels play it all the time, but probably like 20 cities. And I kept thinking, you know, I would trade all of that for just like a little teeny, you know, play in Detroit, because this is where I'm from. You want your friends and family and everything. So Jay Hudson spun it just one night. I wasn't even in town. And people started calling in the People's Choice thing. And so I kept winning, like, you know, 8 or 9 nights. So I couldn't be happier, you know. And they had me down for an interview. And Jay Hudson, you know, just couldn't be cooler. Really
funny.
Yeah,
he's a good dude, man. And he looks out for something he thinks is going to do well.
Yeah, so. And then, of course, I met, you know, Darren because of that. So, that's great. You know, I'm very, very excited about it. You know, who doesn't want to be, you know, rocking in their hometown, you know?
Oh, right.
What did this, with like this material right now, you said is labeled then? Who do you work for now?
I'm with a small label in New York called Next Plateau. And I think they have like a deal through Universal. And, you know, I made the video by myself, put the song up by myself. It was really just a demo that kind of caught on, you know?
Because I hate this always to be like a reference question, but, you know, with certain recordings, I got to ask, like, this is all like, it's such a good sounding recording.
Oh,
so
thank you.
It's their
you.
Studio. I mean, is this kind of like all your equipment?
No, I just did it in Nashville, like at a studio with some musicians I met. Thanks. I mean, it sounds good. I was just like, you know, this isn't like I like the White Stripes and all that. It's not kind of like a garage band kind of thing. I was like, how can we make this not sound just like a regular like demo? So I guess I just got lucky, you know.
So are you on tour right now?
I can't really
then?
Play guitar. That's why my songs are so catchy. I only know like chords.
That's
hard
all chord, you need.
Hard chord.
So are you're touring right now or?
Yeah, just a lot of one-off shows. You know, we keep going to Connecticut, Arkansas. Man, we're playing in Lansing.
Where
with
at?
A band called Pop Evil at the Small Planet.
Okay.
And I hear they're pretty big things from
Pop
them.
Pop Evil's a great band. Yeah. I love seeing those guys, man. Yeah, cool. They were in the magazine quite a bit.
Small Planet's a really cool place to play too.
Yeah, cool. Lansing, and you know, I'll come out in a Wolverines jersey and.
With a bra underneath.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, you got to one up it and come out with the Wolverine's bra.
You should come out dressed as Sparty. Oh,
yeah, exactly. It's fun. It's a fine line between being silly and wild. And then I say, you know, sing the song that I wrote for the troops in Afghanistan where they played for. Everyone goes from laughing about the bra and people are like bawling in the front row, you know?
But hey, if you're in the Pontiac Waterford area looking for new digs, because I know times are tight, looking for some new digs, call RW Properties at 248-229-4149. They're offering spacious 2-3 bedroom duplexes and townhomes in the historic Indian Village neighborhood in Pontiac. So that's Yak Town. Get this, rent is only $475 a month for a 2-bedroom. You can get a discount if you pay for six months in advance. You know, we're talking $425 a month. And on top of that, you mentioned that you heard this ad on the Olin Ezra Show, additional bonus savings. So if you're looking for a new place to live, money's tight, definitely holler at RW Properties coming out of Pontiac. That number again is 248-229-4149. Tell them Olin sent you. Certain restrictions obviously do apply, and RW Properties is an equal opportunity property renter. But hey, you got any shows coming up, man? Whether in Detroit or nationally?
The only one is coming up is October. Well, there's a few. October 9th in Lansing. I think October 10th in Jackson, Michigan. Just look it up on, you know, my MySpace page. I'm not trying to be vague. I don't know all the details, but Small Planet in Lansing with Pop Evil, October 9th is the one I know about. I think I'm doing another benefit for a cancer kind of thing in Mount Clemens on October 15th at a place called The Bank. So, yeah, just MySpace.
In Mount Clemens?
Really? Yeah. The Bank?
Wow.
Yeah. You know that place?
Oh, yeah, I just went there, actually. Yeah. It's kind of like a...
Yeah, it's like a nightclub. Well,
it's a really cool building.
They're closing
building.
It for, you know, I don't want to bum everyone out, you know, after the good Marilyn Manson story. Someone that I know, their father's going through something, and they said, you know, we'll just have some bands. I was like, yeah, of course, I'll be there, you know?
It's not a band, really. They've never had a band there.
Mm-mm.
Probably not. Well, what are they? They picked the right band to come.
It's a week of firsts, man.
So did you say they're closing it?
No, I mean, they're good. That night, it'll be like a special
thing. Oh, I got
private party.
Right. Yeah, totally.
So somebody rented it out.
Exactly, yeah. They were all like, the bank, wow.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah, the last place I expected like a rock show to happen was the bank, you know?
Totally.
It reminds me kind of like a glorified Tonic in Pontiac back in the day.
Mm. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
If you guys remember that.
So, but yeah, and then last night, but I didn't know you cats last night. But yeah, good things will be coming in the horizon.
So you guys have a CD or an EP or?
I mean, I have a full album that it's up on iTunes. And, you know, we have CDs at the shows. I give them so many of them out free. They're like, take the CDs away from them. You know, we're trying to charge people. So yeah, it's real easy to find. If iTunes.com/JTX and it comes right up. you know, only 99 cents. And if you can't afford that, man, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, so you can return bottles to buy that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And, but, I mean, more importantly, sure, and then labels know, independent or major, like those CDs and the hardware involved is becoming the middleman. It's all downloaded, and there's now going to be more devices coming out via iPods and laptops. You just click, 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 listen.
Yeah, totally.
Music from you directly to the listener.
Yeah, totally.
Nothing, you know, being hard copied, but... That's
the
download.
It, yeah. Well, so thanks for asking.
You can check all that stuff at jtxperience.com, right? And that'll give me links everywhere.
Yeah, jtxperience.com. We shortened the band name, but it's JTX. You know, the easiest thing to do is if you just Google JTX, I think my site comes right up. And it's a real simple website. I don't jam it all up like, you know, these other bands. It's like Stevie Wonder on Twitter trying to figure out their websites. You know? Jeez. My computer gets totally jammed up. I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to listen to your song.
I like that, Stevie Wonder on Twitter.
It took a while.
That's good. That's an interesting mental picture. Check out good friend of the show, Zaldor, at detroit.insomnia-radio.net. He's got exclusive band interviews, innovative car casts, and more. Make sure to check it out. Or check out our boy Zaldor at ZALDOR.com. Douchebag of the week, Danny Week.
Well, right now it's, what's his name? Kanye's the king.
You know,
of the
I was going to do Kanye, but it's too easy.
It
now
is. It
it's
is
just fucking
easy.
Played out.
Sure.
And if I hear one more reference to
Patrick Swayze dying and him interrupting the funeral, saying yes. Michael Jackson's funeral was
yes.
the best funeral death of all time.
Okay, yep, exactly.
Patrick Swayze died?
Where the fuck
are
have
you being
been?
Serious?
I haven't been watching TV in like 2 weeks.
He only listens
Nobody
to his own
puts
show.
Baby he's in the corner.
Wow.
and I can finally say he's ghost like Swayze.
Oh, jeez, wow. Did you make that up? That's good.
Wow, are you kidding me?
All right, so...
What a bummer, man. Trailer Park Boys fans everywhere have to be bummed that Patrick Swayze's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, I'm sorry.
What are you gonna do?
Douchebag.
Suddenly, she's got a new douche of the week.
Yeah, me.
It just happened.
Thank you so much for this honor and privilege.
Okay, so the douchebag of the week is a gent from Fort Loudoun, Pennsylvania, Jonathan Parker. He broke into some unsuspecting female's apartment, and he stole some jewels and some other shit. And then he also, when he was there, wanted to check his Facebook page real quick, which he then forgot to log off of.
And did what?
What did he have to do?
Kidding. I swear
kidding.
To God.
He was giving out status updates during the burglary, like, I just
Jonathan
got a new
Parker
diamond
is
ring.
Jewels. So, yeah. So he left his Facebook page up. So needless to say, he was caught. And now he's facing between, I think it's like 5 and 10 years in jail.
I'm so surprised when
it's
I hear
classic.
These stories like this.
But that's,
you're like, does that really happen? It just did.
That's not all he did, right? He did more, right?
I think he just stole a bunch of shit.
Oh, that's it.
And
he
left
just
himself
checked his Facebook.
Logged in.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
His new status
like
will
he
be
didn't
like,
log on to
my new boyfriend is
locked up.
But Darren, you got anything to throw out at us before we
I
wrap
got the
up?
Detroit Live Magazine 1 year anniversary party happening October 3rd at the All Around with Race Street Park, Pistol Day Parade, I Am Abomination, Grack, and Mind Rout. That's
awesome.
Very
I
cool.
Awesome.
Solid lineup there, man. So, and what's this? You were talking about a battle of the bands or something like
oh,
that?
Oh, every Wednesday up at the Rack and Roll in Riverview, which they've got a huge stage. I mean, they just build a big, if you're into big stages, man, you could take 5 to 7 big strides on that stage.
Rock strides?
That's what I judge by. It's a unit of measurement, I think. Every Wednesday night, we're doing a battle of the bands. Throughout the month of October, September, whatever, then we'll do a big final battle on October or November 6th.
November
6th. So we're giving away cash and prizes and whatnots, things, and hookers and stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, so Detroit.
And blow.
And then check out what the October issue for an exclusive Olin Ezra section of the magazine, which I'm excited for, man.
Yep, you're
going to
be jumping on board,
that.
Being a contributor, and writing about whatever,
it's
venereal
be
diseases. Or
good
whatever
times.
You need to know about.
Yeah, good work, too, Jay. Keep on for sure, man. I look forward to just hearing like new shit like 2 years from now. You know?
Oh, cool.
Like,
thanks.
That dude in studio.
Yeah, and I'll give Darren or someone, or Paul Chase, your guitar player, Danny, I'll give someone a CD and you can all burn it or listen to it and
cool.
all that kind of stuff, yeah. It's a great
cool.
question because it's different than Rockstar. What's that?
And you can pick up Detroit Live Magazine next month because we're going to have a nice pictorial with you.
Oh, good stuff.
Probably
yeah.
in your
10-year-old girl going, brah!
Exactly.
I got to see that.
Sex offender, JTX.
No, I was running. She was
you're trying to get
the
away
way,
from
that's
it.
Not the way the media is going to sell it.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, God. They're going to Photoshop the shit out of it.
Okay. Cool. Thanks a lot.
No, good music, good time. So for myself, we are now sponsored the lovely Miss Dani Catastrophe.
What?
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 El Magnano.
I think I'm turning orange from drinking so much pumpkin beer.
You got something to say, Dani?
Yeah, I do. Sorry. Just real quick, I just wanted to give the Pills a quick plug. Before Your Eyes, which is our first song off our new CD, we were on the Homeboy Show last Sunday, hoping that it'll happen again tonight. And also, we are going to be on Motor City Riffs either tonight, starting at 10, or next Sunday at 10 p.m. So listen, please.
Good job.
Good stuff.
Good job. So thank you for coming in, Darren. JTX, thank you.
Yeah, man. Cool hanging
out. Nice to meet you.
And we're going to take you out to Nothing Matters, only on The Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution. Ooh.